Welcome to the Misfit Stars podcast. I'm Shannon Curtis.
And I am Jamie Hill. Hi, baby.
Hi. This is a very special recording at night podcast. We don't really ever do this.
It's a night pod.
It's movie. It's moody.
Moody.
It's moody. I didn't mean to say movie. It's moody.
We're so freaking tired. Words. What do words even mean? Movie, moody. It's the same word. No one cares. And this is probably the first time that we've recorded at night, which means this is also the first time that somebody could be walking by and look in and see us recording a podcast.
Oh, no. We could close the curtains. Anyway, yes. Welcome to the podcast. Hi, everybody.
Hey. Pardon us while we talk amongst ourselves. Although, to be fair, that's the entire premise of the podcast. So
true.
It's inbounds.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 26.
Wow. And
I just want to let you know ahead of time.
What?
This is going to be a quickie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean the podcast episode. So, thanks so much. So, here's the deal. We finished the record. We'll get to that. But we have been working so hard on this record, and we finished it last night, and we have to leave at, 4 in the morning to go on a quick trip to the East Coast, and everything's up in the air.
Currently, 9-something. Yeah.
It's, 9:20.
So, we're going to have a short talk for the podcast this week.
Some podcasts take a week off. We don't do that.
We considered it.
We come on the podcast to be like, we're doing a shorty.
Yeah.
This is our week off podcast. Are we doing this right?
Welcome to episode 26, a week off.
Yeah. We'd like to welcome, as always, our new listeners and thank our new supporters.
To those new listeners, this isn't normally how it goes down.
That's right. Dear new listeners, skip to next week's podcast.
Yeah.
It'll be way better. We promise. But seriously, thank you all so much for listening to us. It means a whole lot. And the new people who supported us this last week, geez, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're going to get for your efforts? A short podcast.
Yeah. Just this time, though.
Just this time.
We are going to resume members-only podcasts next week, which we do typically every other week.
We haven't done them since, I don't know, April.
We've taken a break from the members-only just because we've had a really our busy season, and that's been best for us. But we're going to resume next week, and we'll talk later about some special stuff we've got planned for.
Yeah, we have ideas.
The members-only podcasts coming up.
They're going to be cool.
They're
going to be exclusive. You're going to get exclusive stuff.
So yes, welcome new listeners. Welcome new supporters. Thank you so much. And if you want to become a supporter... This is typically where we say that, too.
Yeah.
If you would like to become a supporter of the Misfit Stars podcast, first of all, awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're so great.
Secondly, here's how you do
that. Very, very good looking individual.
You go to misfitstars.com, and there are two big pink buttons, the second of which says unlock all episodes. And if you click that button, it takes you to the page where you can sign up to become a supporting member of Misfit Stars. You'll become one of our stars.
Yeah. Is that a little corny? Yeah, it is.
Totally.
Do we care?
Yes.
Yeah, very much.
I'm corny and I own it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all earnest all the time around here.
That's right. It is.
Yeah.
So thank you. If you want to do that, that would be awesome. It is it's a little way that you can support the stuff that Jamie and I do. It's also... the way in which this podcast gets to continue in the world. And so if you enjoy this week accepted, of course.
Oh, they might enjoy it the most.
Maybe so.
They're off script and out of control.
Oh, no.
Misfit Stars.
Yes.
Misfit Stars 2. Two misfits, two stars.
What are you even doing? Okay. Jamie needs some sleep.
You know what else Jamie needs?
What?
I smell like fertilizer.
Do you need to wash your hands?
I have. I washed my hands 5 times.
So are we getting into what have we gotten into this week?
I suppose we are, yeah. So what we got into this week, most recently...
A bunch of poop?
...was a bunch of organic fertilizer soil. Because finally, now that Shannon's record is finished, we had time this afternoon. So here's something smart we did. We got ourselves on a lawn rehabilitation program. Which takes place in the spring, necessarily, because that's when you do that. Spring... being, of course, always, every single year, our absolute flat out, just out
busiest
of control.
Busiest time.
Just hardest to deal with time, busiest time. So we also did a lawn rehab thing.
Well, I don't know that we really understood how much work it was going to be.
But no, it's true.
It turns out it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But we've just finished, as of this afternoon, putting new soil on top of our grass seed.
Yeah.
And where we have done that in the last week or so, because we've been doing it little bit by little bit because we don't have time.
We've been going a bag at a time because we only have 20 minutes at a time.
Where we have done it, we are starting to see new little shoots of grass. It's so lovely.
It's exciting.
So as of today, you finished the last square footage of... I abandoned the soil scattering because, my excuse was that I burned my right hand. And
Shannon burned her hand kind of bad, you guys.
I did.
And she did it in the noblest of all causes, making me coffee.
Yeah, it was a coffee injury.
Okay, that adds up. That makes sense. Yeah.
And so it was really difficult to scatter with my left hand. So I abandoned ship and did some weed whacking instead, which was a lot of fun. So
Shannon's a big fan of the string trimmer.
I like it. So we've fertilized the lawn. That is one thing. We have now completed that project. And now we just pray for little new shoots of grass to grow. And it's supposed to rain this next week. So hooray.
Yeah, it's great.
And go grass, go.
Go grass, go.
Yeah.
We're going to have a beautiful carpet of green grass by this time next podcast.
Here's hoping. Here's hoping. Another thing that's going to happen by the time the next podcast is recorded is that we will have been to the East Coast and back.
Yeah.
We were going to, I love saying this. We're going to Jamie's 25th alumni weekend in Boston at Tufts.
I want to be real clear that none of us in the group of people who are meeting. So the deal is I lived with 5 women my senior year of college and with 3 of those women the year before that. And we were all just the tightest group. And so we had the 6 of us who lived in this house, sort of big house that we all lived in together, like 5-bedroom house. It was me and my girlfriend and like 4 other bedrooms. It was wild. And a total side note, but it was me and 5 women. Everyone's cycle synced within the first 2 months.
Oh my
and
goodness.
It was just wild. It was great. It was mayhem.
Good times.
Oh, it was the best. And so we had a second sort of layer, the second ring out of friends, which is like another 12 people or so. All of us are using this 25th college anniversary as an excuse to reconvene upon the town where we went to college.
Somerville.
And just, Somerville.
How did I do that? Somerville.
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 It's spelled Somerville.
Yeah, it is. But it's not pronounced that
but
way.
But it's in Boston, so there you go. Yeah. My favorite part of this story when you tell it is that you want to make sure everybody understands that you are not the type of person that goes to an alumni weekend.
Well, I'm not a freaking nerd.
I love it. No, it's going to be fun. I'm going to get to know more of your friends.
You're right, though. I have to tell everybody. I don't want people to think I'm like an alumni weekend kind of guy.
You're already wearing a Wayne Gretzky shirt that says you're in hell right now. So, I mean, like, you're already, like, living the message.
Yeah, right? It's true. It's true. I'm a good messenger for the non-alumni weekend crew.
Yes. So that'll be fun. But that's something that will happen between now and next podcast. And we'll,
I'm sure we'll have lots of things
to talk about next week
Another thing that's going to happen apropos of that is by this time next week, you are going to have met my college girlfriend.
That's true.
The woman I was with her for 8 years.
It was a long relationship.
We moved to California together. It was a really serious thing. Everyone thought we'd be together forever, us included. Right. Imagine our collective surprise.
I completely understand.
Yeah. And we broke up 20 years ago.
Whoa.
How wild is that? We broke up. I mean, almost like.
That means you're old.
That's weird. We broke up like 20 years and like 2 months ago.
Wow. Yes. So I'm excited to meet her.
Yeah.
I really am.
I am too. Because honestly, I'll be meeting her again.
Sure.
I haven't seen her in 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah. But for me, like I've heard all these stories about your college days and your first several years in San Francisco and all of those stories involve her. And so like, it'll be really fun to just like put the pieces together and, you know, see the other person who was part of all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, what's going to be exciting for me. I'm like really excited to re-meet her. I'm excited also, honestly, to be able to like make an amends to her in person.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Just cause like I've grown so much in the time since we were together and like, I recognize ever more acutely, like the further away from that situation and that relationship I get, how inadequate a partner I was in that relationship.
For the non-recovery folks listening, can you explain what making an amends is?
Yeah. So making an amends is a really essential part of the getting sober process. So getting sober isn't just about like not doing the symptomy stuff like drinking or, you know, drugs or overeating or porn or whatever it is you use to, you know, escape. It's about unburdening yourself of the stuff inside of you that makes you need to act like that in the first place, the stuff you feel shame about, you know. And the way you do it very simply is you just go to each of the people like to whom you acted badly in some way, you know, or with whom you acted poorly in some way. And you just very simply just make an unequivocal unilateral apology. And it's not just an apology. It starts with an apology, but then it's also an expressing of a sincere desire to do whatever you have to do to mend any damage you caused.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I've done that with her and I did that with her, I believe on the phone. It's hard to remember. I mean, it was 2004. I did it really quickly. But, you know, my memory never was what it used to be. So I can't even remember. But I know she was one of the first amends I made, you know?
Of course.
And she took it on board really, like, really well. But, like, it's just hard. It's harder to do than when you're not face-to-face.
Sure. And also, I mean, you made that amends quickly, and that was probably really important for you to do at that time when you were first getting sober. But, like you were just saying a moment ago, in the years since then, I imagine you've done so much more and deeper examination of yourself and probably have a much better understanding of what it is that you what you really want to communicate to her in that amends making process.
And a huge difference too, like just apropos of like the time that's been between then and now, you know, the 15 years that have sort of come between, like in that time, I've actually learned what it's like to be a good partner in a relationship. Right. And that has provided me such a point of comparison by which to judge my previous performance, which looks ever more inadequate in that light. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that will be an interesting thing to get to talk about next week. I know, right? This time.
I wonder if it'll be interesting for her.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, the nice thing about all this stuff is like you just do your side of the street. The other person takes it on board, however they do.
Right,
and
right.
Just do it in good faith. You
don't need anything from her in the process. It's all about what you need to do. That's it.
This already feels like bonus time to me because I kind of thought that we would never see each other again or talk.
Right.
Because like we tried to do the whole your friends after you break up thing and it worked for like a year, year and a half. But then it's just like, you know, the my communications, like I was still down for it, but like she just seemed less so. And at a certain point, we just stopped talking.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't talked in, I mean, probably like, you know, 13 years or something like that. You know, 14 maybe? It's been forever.
Wild.
And so, you know, to get to have another chance, maybe, I don't even know if I have this chance, but, you know, we'll be in the same room. You got to imagine I'll be able to, you know, use some of the classic Jamie charm to, you know, win my way back at least into a friendship, right? Hopefully at most.
Well, you know, like with anything, right? You approach things with an open hand and you can always ask for what you want.
Yeah.
And everybody gets to decide for themselves what they want.
And also like, maybe I don't want to be friends. Maybe she turned into a sociopath. I don't know.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah, that could be.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I remember her as being a
probably
lovely human
not.
Being.
Yeah.
But maybe she just turned into a terrible person. That'd be horrible.
That would be bad.
Yeah. Oh, this weekend got really awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Well, that'll be fun.
It's going to be amazing. We're going to have people that, I mean, we have like friends and like people in the friend circle. One's coming from Panama for this. One's coming from like Seoul, as in like Korea for this. Like wild.
That is wild.
Yeah. It's really, really cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. I have to admit, I'm a little anxious about it. Like,
are
you? Not bad anxious. You know?
Oh, okay.
Like, you know how the Greeks had like there's two kinds of stress according to the Greeks. There's not just distress, there's eustress.
Yes.
And that's like, it's a good thing that's happening, but it still causes stress in you.
Sure.
This is that.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like, I feel a little just like anticipatory fluttering about
it. Yeah, interesting. I'm sure I would too if it were my friends, you know, if I were in your situation.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, I haven't had one even tiny second to even think about how I feel about this trip because we've been so freaking busy.
Well, that's the other
thing. It's been a full court press.
Every time I think about this, I'm on way too little sleep and I've had too much coffee. So maybe that's where the anxiety's coming from. It's a physiological response to caffeine.
Yeah, but the really good news about all those busy things that we've been up to the last week last night, yesterday afternoon, the sun wasn't even down yet. Yeah. It was the afternoon still. We finished the record.
Yeah.
Revolutionary Acts of Optimism is done.
It's freaking done.
Baby,
people.
Done. Yes.
Done.
And it sounds so good.
It's awesome.
I am so excited to share it with you all. Listening to the mixes in the car, listening on the stereo. This morning you were listening to check lyrics for the CD liner notes.
That's a thing you do, people. If you're us, you proofread the CD liner notes by listening and reading along with the songs.
It's what you gotta do.
Right?
But I was
no one knew that.
I was in the other room listening while you were doing that and listening from the other room. It just sounded so good.
It really did.
I think that we continue to learn how to do what we do better. And I think this is probably the best sounding record we've made. I really think so.
I agree with that. And also we got a couple of like, we've been new tools. We just keep upgrading our tools and we're kind of getting to a more rarefied level of like really good shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obvious listening to this record.
Yeah. It sounds really, really good. I'm so eager. It is swing for the fences too.
Oh,
it is like no holds barred, which, you know, I didn't really think about it in advance. When we, you know, started making a record that we, you know, partway through writing the songs is when we came up with a title for the album, Revolutionary Acts of Optimism.
I'm doing the finger gesture.
I see.
Anyone who has been watching the live broadcast, they would know what I mean.
It's true. But, you know, it's not like I was going for the swing for the fences thing on purpose because of the theme of the record. It just kind of all happened that way.
Yeah.
And
records have their own personality and they want to be what they want to be.
But it's also very apropos of the topic.
Oh, yeah. Like, really, well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
The topic writes the record in a certain way.
Right.
You know, if you're writing around a topic, like it's a certain topic's going to make a certain kind of record. Like you weren't going to make a record of piano ballads about optimism. I mean, right?
Right.
That wouldn't make sense.
No, it wouldn't at all. Yeah. So it's going to be fun to perform too.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be just... We're going to have a lot of fun.
I was asking Shannon in the car today if she knew yet which songs from the record she was going to perform. Because typically the way it shakes out is like she'll do like 6 or 7 songs from the new record. And then, you know, a few songs from older records.
Old faves.
Yeah. Total of 11, 12 songs usually, you know. And that means that like we'll do most of this new record, but we won't do all of it. But I have like, I'm having some, I was like, do you know which ones you're going to do yet? And she's like, no, I haven't really thought about it. Which is fair because we've been really busy.
Yeah.
But like... I've been having like little sonic ideas of like little things that I could bring in during the show.
Ooh, fun.
The theatrical sound cue type of stuff and all of that.
There's going to be all sorts of great stuff. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Hey, speaking of the new record.
Yes.
Would this be a good time for us to tease the thing that we're going to do for our members exclusive episodes coming up?
Oh yeah. A little commercial break.
Commercial break. Okay. So here's
on
the deal.
On upcoming episodes of Misfit Stars.
That's right. I like it. Next week on Misfit Stars.
Oh man. That was like a real like As the World Turns voice.
I was going for Melrose Place.
Oh, interesting. I was thinking As the World Turns because I'm 2 years older than you. Yeah. Next week on As the World Turns.
Yeah.
Next week on Misfit Stars.
But also, see, As the World Turns, the Daily Show.
Yep.
It was a daily soap opera.
I used to watch that with...
There wouldn't be a next week on.
When I was a kid, I had a bonus grandma. She was like another old lady kind of a quarter mile down the road.
Yeah.
Her name was Adrienne. She was amazing.
Uh-huh.
And she and my actual grandma, who lived next door to us, actually had a party line. This was a thing that you could have in the 70s where like for people who were not... old enough to know this or didn't live in a very rural place like we did, sometimes in rural environments what would happen is in the 70s, like you would have two households that shared one phone line.
Right.
And they would both have like the same, you'd have different numbers. I don't know how it worked out because they had separate numbers, but it was a shared phone line. So like if I was at Nana's house and I wanted to call my mom to ask her something, I would pick up and sometimes like I would just pick up on a conversation. And like if you did it loudly enough to make a click, you have to be like, oh, sorry, bye. Hi, Adrienne, bye. Or you try to hang up real quietly.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Or if it was a cool conversation and they didn't hear you, you could listen in. Yeah, you could do that.
That's like spying.
It was like spying. But I would go to her house and I would watch daytime soaps.
Okay.
In the afternoon I was a little guy.
Okay.
I would be like 6 years old watching As the World Turns.
I see. Mm-hmm. That's how you learned about life. From the soap operas.
Yeah. But
so
that probably explains some stuff.
Next week on Misfit Stars. Totally. Next week on Misfit Stars. So here's what we're going to do. Next week, we're going to resume with our every other week members exclusive episodes.
Yeah.
So next week will be members exclusive. And we're going to start something very special
with
our members only episodes between now and when the album comes out.
And so people, here's the deal. If you're not yet a Misfit Stars subscriber, if you have not yet been to MisfitStars.com and click that second big pink button that says unlock all episodes, you're going to want to unlock all episodes because... Well, Shannon, tell them what we're going to do.
What we're going to do is we're going to start previewing songs from the new record.
Oh, yeah.
Just for you.
Oh, yeah.
On those exclusive episodes. We're going to get deep with them. We're going to talk about what the song, where it came from, what's it about, sort of like what our feelings are about the topic.
And literally every time we go to talk about what it's about, I'm going to be like, it's about 3.5 minutes.
Oh, my
Every single
gosh.
Song. Every one, I'm going to do that.
Even if the song's 2 minutes
Well,
and
I'm
going
to scale
seconds.
The answer to the song.
Okay.
The song's about 3 minutes, I would say, in that situation. It's going to be funny.
It's going to be funny every time.
We could. I might even break down like individual elements in the song. Or maybe it's more of a video thing. I don't know. The sky's the limit.
You know what?
It's hard to know.
The point is that we're going to preview songs that nobody else besides the two of us and...
Chris Palmer.
And Chris Palmer, the person who played guitar on our song on the record last weekend.
Which, by the way, he kicked so much butt.
He really did.
It's just awesome. There's a guitar all over this record. All of it is Chris.
It's wonderful.
And it's just... And here's the thing. Like, there's some stuff that's just straight up anthemic guitar. Like, there's a lead guitar line that's like, it takes the place of a harmony vocal in the, like, the crowning apex
it's
moment of
beautiful.
The last song on the record. I literally have teared up the last 3 times I've heard
it. I love it.
It's so great.
It's so good.
It's so epic and good. And then there's some stuff on the record, too, that it's forefront in what you're hearing, but you don't even know it's guitar.
Right.
Because he's such a master of texture that he just makes guitar sounds that don't sound like guitars.
It's really beautiful.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, so on these members exclusive episodes, we're going to preview songs that nobody else has heard but the two of us and our guitar
and
playing
Palmer.
Friend Chris Palmer. And it's going to be just for you. So we're going to start that next week, and it's going to be very fun. And... Speaking of Chris was here. We're recording this on a Monday night. Yep. Chris left here last Monday.
Yeah, a week ago today.
After Chris left, I still had another song to write for this record.
Oh, yeah.
Which happened last week.
A week ago, right now, Shannon had not yet written all the songs for the record, you all. By the way, we have a finished record right now as we're sitting here recording this. Yeah. As of 24 hours ago, we have a finished record.
That has a song on it that did not exist as of a week ago
and,
right now.
And just to be super clear about this, it's not like Shannon wrote a 2.5 minute long piano and vocal only kind of thing and we just like chucked it on there and it took 2 hours.
No.
It's one of the biggest productions on the record.
Yeah.
It's a complicated, huge, swing for the fences, totally connecting grand slam anthem of a song.
It totally is. It sounds
was
great.
So hard. This last week has been so freaking hard, you guys.
It's been a wild run, but what a lift! What a lift to have it all done, and we're so excited
and so
to
well,
share it
too.
With you.
Like you can accomplish anything if you don't care about how it turns out, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. But like to have it turn out as well as I think this turned out,
I'm proud
of it. Is just it feels like a big achievement.
Yeah, for sure. Sure. What else this week? Oh, we have an update in our neighborhood saga.
Oh, yeah.
So if you've been following, been following along, the CubeSmart saga.
The A-hole developers, as you may know them.
The storage facility planned for our neighborhood.
That's not going to freaking happen.
It's not going to freaking happen.
Because they're jerks.
That's right. So big development. Do you want to talk about it?
Oh, sure. I'll start. So in the ongoing saga, we had a court decision this week and it went our way.
We have to sum up. We have to sum up very briefly.
Yeah.
What the scenario is.
Okay, yeah, so it's complicated. But the basic deal is that these people are trying to build a storage facility in our residential neighborhood, and it's in contravention of this covenant that our neighborhood has had since 1945, which specifically says that you can only have residential buildings here of no more than 2 stories tall. So like our house, it's a 1.5 story. It's got a finished attic,
yeah.
Right? That's within code. That's fine. But say, for example, that we wanted to have a 4-story house. Well, we couldn't do that because it's only supposed to be 2 stories.
Right.
Or say, for example, we wanted to have a 4-story storage facility.
We couldn't do that.
Of 120,000 square feet.
It's not a house.
Yeah. Also can't do that. And above 2 stories. It's violating flagrantly in all kinds of ways.
Yeah, yeah.
And so here's the deal. Like, they don't even own this property yet. They're in contract to buy it, which is just a cute way of saying we don't own it yet, right?
Right.
In contract to buy something isn't a thing.
In contract means that you've made an offer,
yep.
And the seller has accepted your offer.
Yep.
And then you're in the period of time where you are working things out with your mortgage company that's going to give you the loan for the property.
Yeah.
Well, in their case, the mortgage company did a search on their title and were like, hey, there's a covenant restriction on this property. We probably shouldn't give you this money for this property because you're not going to legally be able to build the thing you say you're going to be able to build.
The mortgage company knows this.
Yes.
No problem there.
Right.
They should have known it too because you'd think they would have done a title search.
Yes.
Right?
So they've sued the neighborhood. They've sued a bunch of people in the neighborhood. We're apparently, our names, we saw papers today actually with our names on the lawsuit. They haven't actually
Jameson P. Hill and Shannon K. Curtis, a married couple.
A married couple. We haven't actually been served any lawsuit papers yet. So
come at me, bro.
I don't know what's going on there.
Did that but sound the badass?
Very, not really. Yeah. But the very good news is that the people who have been fighting this for months in court, our neighbors who have been so just courageous and tenacious and just haven't given up. I just admire them and I'm proud of them so much. They've been fighting it for months in court and the judge brought down a decision on one aspect of the case last week. After we recorded the podcast, and he ruled in the neighborhood's favor.
And it's a big deal. He could have even ended the whole case with this, and I'm partly surprised that he didn't, because what he ruled on is, like, so our friends, our neighbor's lawyer, he had 4 different arguments, like, in his side of this
lawsuit.
Here's
why you should throw this case out, Judge.
And they're all arguments for summary judgment. So he's petitioning for summary judgment from 4 angles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first angle is that, you know, it's law around here that you can't take title of a piece of property with foreknowledge of a covenant and then try to weasel out of the covenant.
Like, right.
And they don't own the property yet. That's clearly the situation. And the judge was like, yeah, you know, it's totally true. Like, and he could have thrown the whole case out. Like, one of the possibilities of what could have happened last week is he could have thrown the entire thing up and like, you a-hole developers are not allowed to proceed with any of this because you don't own the land yet. And as is evidenced by this case that you have filed in court, you know about the covenant.
Right, right. Therefore, you can't do this.
Right.
I just wonder, and I hope that, what it means by him waiting another, June 7th is the next day where he's going to give, hear arguments on the remaining three reasons why we think the case should be thrown out, right? And I would like to believe that, especially because this first one went our way, that he's just trying to be very thorough in all of this and hear out all the arguments, you know, and which will solidify the case once the whole thing gets thrown out.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I bet all the lawyers for the other side are going to bring their dads on June 7th.
Yeah, everybody's going to bring their dads. So when you were saying earlier about like the a-hole developers, you were referencing like the judge would say a-hole developers. And I'm just imagining like the judge in his robe, like using the words a-hole developers. That would be amazing.
And then doing the gavel.
And then doing the gavel. And this concludes this episode of the Extreme Court. Remember from Idiocracy, the movie Idiocracy?
That would be amazing.
If you haven't seen Idiocracy, I'm sorry for breaking this inside joke, but it is, anyway.
Your Honor, they had foreknowledge of the covenant, and this guy's an a-hole.
Guilty. Not even a criminal proceeding. Anyway, we digress. Can you tell we're tired? Can you tell? We're a little bit punchy.
A little bit.
Yeah. Could be. Yep. So, but that was great news. It was really, it was a huge lift when our neighbor called and told us about the news. It was just so much fun to just celebrate that moment. So yay. Yay and hooray.
And hopefully it augurs well for the rest of the developments.
I hope so too. Mm-hmm. And I want to reiterate this notion too, that you know the neighborhood is fighting this particular thing because we don't want a four-story storage facility in our residential neighborhood. A lot of our neighbors are totally not trying to say that what we actually need there is just no greater than two-story single-family homes. That's what the original covenant said. We just want housing to be in our neighborhood. And we understand that our city is in desperate need of housing and that cities need dense housing in order to keep up with demand.
You know what I want?
What?
I want like 50 units of rent-to-own or some other kind of thing. I want like a 50% affordability, low income carve out, and I want all of it to enable an equity stake for the people who move in.
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We have a friend, Ginger, who is down in San Diego, who is working on some innovative housing policy. She's a real estate developer. Yeah. She develops
a badass chick.
Totally badass. And she posted some sort of, it was kind of vague booking a little bit of some ideas that she has about helping people who are, helping people build equity and homeownership.
Yeah. And helping developers who want to do developments that would help people build equity.
And I'm so curious to know her ideas. So
like Ginger, she wants to help people build generational wealth.
Ginger, if you're listening, I want to learn more.
Ginger will be listening, so I'm going to tag her.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Yeah. So we need housing. That is important, and we want our city to invest in that kind of thing in our residential neighborhoods. Yeah. A contingent from our neighborhood is going to be at the city council meeting tomorrow night. We can't go because we're going to be on the East Coast.
Yep.
But I just really hope that this bug in the ear of our city leadership just continues to be a hammering home this idea that we need housing. We have seen what has happened in other cities that have experienced growth, and people who have lived there for generations suddenly can't afford to live there anymore, are kicked out. The homeless problem becomes more exacerbated. We need affordable housing.
I have been forced out of more than one city in California.
That's true.
That exact reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wasn't forced out of San Francisco, but like the reason I was able to afford living in San Francisco when I moved out of there is because I and the roommate I was living with and I were living in a little tiny two bedroom apartment in sort of the lower Haight in San Francisco. It should have been a one bedroom apartment.
Uh-huh.
But like the second like living room kind of thing was like not even carved up, just there was no living space. It was just two little bedrooms and a kitchen and a little bathroom. And yeah, I mean there's rent control everywhere in San Francisco. That's not the point. The point is that like neither my roommate nor I was on the lease.
Right.
The woman who was on the lease hadn't even lived in the United States for like 5 years. My roommate had to take my money and her rent money in cash and go to like Walgreens and get a money order, forging the other person's name, and send the money order to the property management company so they wouldn't discover that we were living there completely illegally and kick us out.
Because
tenuous.
Yes, absolutely. Completely tenuous. Because if you had been paying if you would have been forced to pay market rate at that time, you wouldn't have been able to afford.
Yeah, and then the last place you and I lived had no rent control, and we got forced out. Like the rent rose to a point where we could no longer afford it, and we left.
Yeah, yeah, But we're here now. Yay!
Yeah. I mean, it's a massive upgrade.
It
Tacoma
is a
rules.
Massive upgrade.
Tacoma is popping off right now also. Can I just say that?
With the colors and stuff? Yeah, it's beautiful.
Just like in the last like week, everything is just different colors,
it's
blooming
so
everywhere.
Awesome.
And just lush and fertile and just overtaking the city. It's mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. so gorgeous and awesome.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We live in the best place.
Yeah.
And we live in the best place, not just for the beauty, but like our neighbors. We literally were like, let's go outside and do some yard work real quick today. And that's just a funny joke because you just can't be outside without, like, I think we had conversations with, I'm not kidding, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different neighbors today.
Yeah, 9 if you count the kids.
And 10 if you count the dog. Yep. So
I spend as much time with the dog as with any of the humans. I'll tell you that right now. Sammy's a very good boy.
Yes. So yeah, it's been, it's lovely. It's lovely to get distracted from your yard work because you've got so many wonderful neighbors you want to talk to.
Yeah. It's not just like saying hi. It's like conversations.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's the best thing.
Would you have anything else on your list of things that we want to talk about this week?
I think I'm kind of good.
Okay.
It's so funny. We're like, oh, we're going to do shorty. We've been talking for half an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well,
bonus
it's,
pod.
This is it's kind of a bonus because it's, and I apologize if you are coming here hoping for some like really meaty conversation today. We
talked about housing justice.
We did. We just,
comes up.
This is what we've got this week. And thank you for the grace that you're offering us right now to get back into the more meaty stuff starting next week.
Yeah. We'll be doing the whole thing. We'll be doing the whole shebang. We're going to have like exclusive content. We're going to have content. I hate that word.
Ooh, yeah.
That's the worst. I'll edit that out.
Exclusive goodies?
Goodies. Yeah. Goodies. Audio goodies for sure. We're going to be debuting world exclusive premiere debuts. Of songs off of Revolutionary Acts of Optimism, which we're so excited to share with you.
Yes,
and because it's a podcast, like not a live video, I can just like drop the actual audio in post, so you'll just hear.
It's gonna sound great.
It's gonna sound awesome.
Yep, awesome.
Very, very cool.
Very cool. Well, you all, thank you so much for listening. Have a great week. Take good care of yourselves.
And if you're not yet
care of each other.
Oh yeah, do that. And also, while you're taking good care of each other, if you're not yet a supporter of the podcast, please go and subscribe at misfitstars.com. Just click on the second big pink button. Get that taken care of. You won't want to miss the stuff we'll be doing over the next few weeks because it's going to be very cool.
It is going to be very cool.
Yep.
All right, y'all. We'll see you next week.
Can't wait. Love you very much.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.